And welcome home to Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. And my goodness, they've got a lot of cool things getting ready for Valentine's. Yeah, we're a little over a week away from Valentine's Day. And they've got a special menu down at the Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. You might want to try Matcha Made in Heaven. It's a dark cherry sauce, almond syrup, milk, and matcha. Matcha made in heaven. Nice little play on words. Check out The Hive over the next week, and you might want to try that one. Steve Riley is joining me on the phone from Frankfurt this morning. Good morning, Representative Steve Riley.
Good morning, Todd. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's a little chilly. I'm sure it's a little chilly there on the river in Frankfurt, too.
Yeah, it's usually a little chillier here than it is at home. So, yes, it is chilly this morning.
Well, very good. Thank you for joining me today. Just thought we'd get an update. And there was one thing before we start. I was looking over the bills you co-sponsored last week, and it hit me right after we quit talking that I believe I forgot one, and that was House Bill 101 that would exempt purchases and sales of certain property or services made by qualifying religious institutions from sales and use taxes. You want to touch on that one a little bit this morning?
Yeah, the thought process on there, Todd, is since churches and synagogues and others are nonprofits, to not charge them a sales tax.
Gotcha. And so, just making that a part of the state law then, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, any good word on any of those bills that you did co-sponsor? Have they moved along this week? Or?
Yes, Todd. A couple of them have moved along. It's been a fairly busy week. We really haven't got into the meat of the session yet. We're still processing stuff, and bills are still being filed. Actually, I want to file a bill today that deals with school nurses being able to see students, giving a little bit more freedom for school nurses to see students for medical reasons, and being able to charge Medicaid for that. There should be a cost savings, because if we get these students, many of them who have trouble seeing doctors before they get real sick, that we may be able to prevent a lot of them from going to urgent clinics and emergency rooms and that type of thing. So that's going to increase that ability. It's not going to be much cost to the state. The estimate's only about $111,000 to the state for the cost, and that's basically for training and nurses.
Gotcha. Sounds like it would be a very helpful bill. Now, bills do not have a number until after you file them, correct?
That's correct. It does not have a number yet. It's laying on my desk, and I'm getting ready to hopefully file it today. If not, it'll be filed on Monday of next week.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on that one. And I know there's been a lot of talk going into the session, of course, relating to the pre-K for all proposal. Seems like a lot of people support that in the state. What's the latest on that right now?
So I think right now it's still being evaluated. Basically, there appears to be three things that are kind of keeping it from happening. One is there's a large group of people who believe that it may devastate the child care industry. The child care industry makes the majority of their money on 3 and 4 year olds, because they don't make as much on infants and 1 year olds because of all the excess equipment they have to take care of them. So I think that's one group that's doing that. When we talk to superintendents, they basically say right now that many of them don't have the capacity or the personnel to go full universal pre-K. Now, I filed in the last, not the last couple years, but 3 or 4 years ago, I filed for about 3 or 4 straight years a bill to increase the percentage of students who would qualify for pre-K. There's three ways you get into pre-K. One is you have a disability, a verified disability. That's what a lot of those students do. One is if your school has tuition, and I know the Barron County School has a tuition program. I'm not sure about grad school. I think they do. And then the third of those is income. So right now, if your family is 160% above the poverty level or below, you're able to go to preschool. I filed a bill for several years that would increase the 160% to 200% above the poverty level in order to get more students, especially those who are in situations that they their family desperately needed it financially to go to preschool. Right now, I have not filed that bill. I want to wait and see if it has any possibility of moving forward. But it's kind of stuck in limbo right now for those reasons, Todd.
Gotcha. So just a wait-and-see situation on that. What else is happening this past week?
Well, for me personally, I'm the chairman of the Budget Subcommittee for Post-Secondary Education. So I've been having committee meetings with all the universities. We met yesterday with the University of Kentucky and with Northern Kentucky University. Met with those two. I've already had meetings with Eastern Kentucky and Kentucky State and or those things. So we're just trying to look at what the universities are requesting as far as their budget is concerned, and I have a meeting after session today on that. So I've been very involved in doing that right now because we did the budget a little different this year. Typically, we roll it out in late January, early February. We vote on it, and we put an entire budget together and send it over to the Senate, and then it goes through that process. This time, we put out a bare-bones budget because they wanted us to have many more meetings with our subcommittees that deal with the budget and then come back in recommendations, and they'll put a committee sub into the budget bill. So that's a lot of what I've been working on for the last 3 weeks.
It's keeping you busy, I'm sure. It sounds like a lot of dots needing to be connected there.
Yeah, and it's funny, Ty, when you deal in your home budgets, it's in thousands. Or, you know, I dealt with a school budget, which was in, upper thousands, whatever. Now we're dealing with budgets that are in billions. So the numbers are astronomical, it's pretty fascinating to look into that and deal with that.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, we definitely appreciate the update. Anything else we need to know about today?
No, we passed a grooming bill this week in the House that I think is very important. I think there's a great concern about adults taking advantage of young people, and so we passed an anti-grooming bill to deal with that. And so we're looking at all kinds of ways in order to enhance Kentucky, but a big part of our thing is trying to protect children, and
think
it's very
definitely
important that we do that. Yeah,
definitely.
And with Todd, you and I being in our professions, we cared so much about young people and trying to do right by them and try to improve their situation in life, not only in the present but in the future. And that's something that we really look at closely up here.
Excellent. Exactly. We have to look out for the young ones, and that sounds like a bill that will easily pass the House, or rather the Senate when it goes from the House.
Yeah,
to the Senate.
It passed unanimously in the House.
Oh, it did.
So I anticipate. Yeah.
Okay.
So
good.
I anticipate it passing in the Senate. Yes.
Okay. I'm behind on that one. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's where we are right now. And before I get off, I want to mention it while I go on this. Wish my daughter-in-law Jen Riley a happy birthday. Her birthday's Sunday.
Well, very good. You can't forget. You can't forget daughter-in-laws, especially when they're so busy with all those grandkids.
That's right. Lisa and I are very fortunate. We have a great daughter-in-law, so I just want to wish her a happy birthday.
Very good. We're happy to do that. Steve Riley, I appreciate you calling in and checking with us this morning.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay, you too. Steve Riley on the phone with us, and we'll check with him again next week and see what's happening in Frankfort, Kentucky.